Weiter in the Shas. We are in Sanhedrin of Test Zion. Picking up on Test Vavim Beis Bada Baum on the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up. Next part of the Mishnah. Ain danin. You don't go and dan a shevet unless you have 71. Hi shevet dechata b'mai. With this shevet, when they did a sin, what exactly did they do a sin in that you need the 71, the Sanhedrin of Gadol? Elim is shevet shechila, so Shabbos, you want to say the Michal Shabbos. And then you want to say that to be done by the 71 judges? When is it so that we go ahead and we make a distinction between Yechidim and Merubim, individuals and many people? That's only when it comes to Avodah Zara, says Rashi. Chalak bein Yechidim Merubim. The ir nidachas by Sanhedrin Gedol. Then these are Sanhedrin Gedol and ir nidachas. A whole town doing Avodah Zara. Could the elef lekamel like we see in Tazayin? The yachid needed mechav gimel, but a yachid individual gets judged by 23. Shahu El Sharecha based in Shabisharecha, which means 23. Bisharma says back in the Gemara, Mipalig, do they go and say that we make a distinction? We did, of course not. So if they go and they go against Shabbos, then it should be only 23, but not 71. Ela B'Shevet Shehudach, it must be one that would involved with, like, Eren Hidachas, Hudach, that they went off the dead, they didn't have a Zara over there. And therefore, they would need the Sanhedrin of Gadol. Fact the Gemara, Lamimra, the Bedinab, the Rabbim, Daininan Lay. You want to say we're going to die the Medina, the Rabbim? Come on, who is that going like? Loker of Yoshia or Loker of Yonasa? This is going like either one. The time was in a Brisa. At Kamos in Nidachas. How many people have to be in a city in order for it to be a Nidachas? Miyud Vadkov. From 10 to 100. From 10 to 100, says Rashi, Batsi Yemei Asar, if it's less than 10, Lomer Kiri, it's not called a city. If it's Fame Yemei, more than 100, Nafka Mi Torsir, it's no longer called a city. V'hava Lahu, Tzibor, Ubit Tzibor, Lok Siv Sayef, and that's a Tzibor, it's not called a city. We don't do Sayef, we don't do killed by the sword. Hilka Kol Echa Nidom, if they Atzo, Beskila. The way they're done is individually and with Skila, with stoning. Tivrab Yoshev, Yonasan Omer Mikuf Ad Rubel Shel Shevet. He says that if it's from 100 until the majority of a Shevet, Ve'afilu Rabbi Yochan Yonasan. And even Mielsen says that if you have a town that's less than the majority of a Shevet, can be Elarubo, it's the majority. That you can be considered the Irnidachas of a Kula Olo, but if it's entirety of not a town that says the entire Shevet, that wouldn't work. So both of these Tanayim are going against our Mishnah. Both say that this Shevet over here wouldn't be judged according to Irnidachas. Amar Rav Masna, ha ha, peep, turn the page. Test sign him off. Benasi Shevet Shechataskin. You know what we're talking about? We're dealing with a Nasi of a Shevet who sins. Says Rashi, Ubasa Mikol. Ubachas Mikol Bitzos Bezdin. Right? This is a Nasi of a Shevet that we're dealing with over here, and he did some sort of capital offense. Milom Rav Adabar Ava, Kol Hadavar Agadol, Yaviu Elecha. Right? It says that every great thing should be brought to you, meaning to Moshe Rabbeinu, was the equivalent of the Sanhedrin Gadol, Devarav Shel Gadol. And it says the idea of Kol Hadavar HaGadol, it means Devarav Shel Gadol, a matter depending on a Gadol, meaning a great person, Hainabi Gadol, and this person is considered the Gadol, and therefore he has to be judged by 71. And that's what it means when it says that the Shevet has to be judged by 71. It's talking about a person who is a Nasi of that Shevet who behaved in a way which would be a capital offense, got to be 71. Ulama Rabbi Elazar, Bebayin Eliske Nachla. So this is talking about Shvatim that are coming to deal with areas of splitting up Nachala, apportioning the land. Ukischilasa shall Eretz Yisrael, and it's got to be done like it was done when they were split it up when they split up the land originally by Yehoshua and the Sanhedrin Agadol. Matchilasa shemechad, just like the beginning was like that. Afkan shemechad, so here has to be 371. In fact, the Gemara imatchilasa kalpe ur metumim b'chol Yisrael. Well, if you want to try to make this comparison, so let's say just like the original apportionment, they had the box where they had the lotteries and they had the v'tumim. And the entire Jewish people, Chol Yisrael, Afkan Kalfiur Betumim Chol Yisrael, say all of them have to be also Ela Machfarta Kedav Masna. It must be according to the way that Rav Masna explained that we're dealing with a Nasi, and we're not talking about over here about the splitting up of the land in some way, shape, or form. Ravina, my Ravina says, the Olam B'Shevet Shehudach. Really, we're talking about a Shevet that's involved in Avodah Zarah, right? The Yonidachas. And when you have the whole Kash over there, and you said, do we judge them according to that town? And he says, and we do. Afagav de Katalina B'Yachad, even though we would kill an entire shevet by stoning, like we would an individual, beidina derabim dininale. We still do it with the beidina derabim. So it's done by stoning and not by sayef, but it's done by the dinah derabim, just like Eir Nidach has got to have 71 to do it. Milo Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Votseisa Saishahu, O Esaishahu. Right? Didn't he say that the pasuk says, you shall take the man, that man or that woman, to where to sharech to your gates? Meaning to the court of 23, which is saying that Avodah Zarinik has to be done with 23. Ish v'isha tamotzi l'sharecha, v'ya tamotzi kol ha'ir kula sharecha. So the ish v'isha is done like that, but not entire cities. So Achanam here too. Ish v'isha tamotzi l'sharecha, v'ya tamotzi kol ha'shevet kula sharecha. You don't take the entire shevet, right? But the way they're done is by 71, and therefore it goes like Rav... Yeah, and therefore we answered up the issue of saying 23. The answer is it's done by 71. And the difference is whether it's going to be Sia for Skila, and we said it's going to be Skila. So the next part of Mishnah, lo es navi sheker, also a navi sheker. You need 71. Minan amilu we learn it's from Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Asya hazada hazada mizaken mamre. We learn exer shava of hazada hazada from the zaken mamre. Remember, zaken mamre is the one who went against the Sanhedrin and Gadol, and he continued Pascal. He wants to against what they said. So they go and they it's going to be 71. Says Rashi, asya hazada hazada ben navi sheker ksev ach navi asher yodzid uvezaken mamre ksev aisha asher yad. But we know that the idea of Hazada by the Zaken Mamre is written about killing, but death. That's only 23, not 71. So the Gezeirah Shavah would actually teach us that it would be done with 23. Says, learn out davar davar from the Zaken Mamre, just like over there, it's got to be 71 to the death penalty. So too, this also says Rashi, because Benavi, Bekat Lek Serv, Asher Yozid Ladavar. Ladaber davar, Obam Ral Sucking Sivos Isal Pi Hadavar, so therefore we have the Axir Shab, Fekta Gemara. Veled there's Zucking Mamre, Veligmar Hadzada, Hazada Minavishekah. Let's just flip it around the other way and let's learn out the Zucking Mamre from the idea of the false prophet there, and to tell us that he also has to be done, that the Zucking Mamre has to be done by the Zuck, by the Bezan Agadol. It's Gemara, Davar Davar, right? Davar Davar Gamer. No, Axir Shab is Davar Davar, Hazada, Hazada, Lo Gamer, we don't learn out the Gzera Shava of Hazada Hazada. Says Rashi, very famously, the Gzera Shava has to be learned down and passed down. So Davar Davar, Hach Gzera Shava, the Davar Davar, Gamer Le, Hai Tana, Mid Rebbe, he learned from his Rebbe, his Rav. Aval Hach, Da Hazada Hazada, Lo Gamer Le, Mirab, he didn't learn it out. V'kav Chomer, Adam, Dan Me'atzmo, Ve'in Adam, Dan Gzera Shava Me'atzmo. You can't learn a Gzera Shava from yourself, only a Kav Chomer. Elam Gen Kibel Mirab, Alach HaMashim Yisinai, Dikil Me'mer, Krala Milsa, Chrisa, Asa, V'chin Hilchasa, Rav Chav Yisrael, Rav Chas. Vachas, so very important din to know because some is passed down. Next part of Mishnah Velos Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol also only gets judged by 71. You know what I mean? Where did we learn this from? Where did we learn this from? Right? So we're talking about over here, let's say a Kohen Gadol who did something which he should be killed for. Right? The Amr Kra Kol Adavar Gadol Yavu Elecha. Dvarav Shel Gadol. Matters about a Gadol. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol. He's got to come in front of him. Rashi says, Dino Shel Baal Sarara. Can go Nasi. The Kohen Gadol. So we saw by Nasim Sin Kodan also. Meis Fefrek the Gemara, Davar Gadol, Davar Kasha. Davar Gadol doesn't mean a bare person. It means Davar Kasha means a very difficult situation. Atomer Davar Kasha, you know, Davar Gadol, it means Davar Gadol. Shomer says Davar Kasha, Yavir Moshe. Harry Davar Kasha, Amar. When it says Davar Kasha, it means Davar Kasha. Right? So therefore, it doesn't mean a person. Who the Amar Kiyatayim? He says like the following person: the Tanya, Davar Gadol, Davar Shel Gadol. I told him Davar Shel Gadol. I know Davar Akasha. Because you Amar had Davar Akasha, or Davar Akasha Amar. Hamani Mekayim Davar Gadol. Since Davar Akasha already said straight out, what am I going to do with Davar Gadol? Davar Shel Gadol. It means a matter of a person is a Gadol. Vahai Tano. What about that first Tano who explains that Davar Gadol means Davar Kasha? Trey Kara Lamali. Why do we need two of them saying the same thing? Chadlatza. Vabam of Chadlatziah. One of them is a command, and one of them is that it was actually carried out. Vidach, the other one, why doesn't he agree with that? Imkain Lichtov, O Gadol. Gadol, O Kasha, Kasha. My gadol, my kasha. Let it say gadol twice or kasha twice. Why does one say gadol, one say kasha? Shpamina tati. We're not both ideas over here, and that is chad bat sava ba'alma chad lasia. And the other idea that it means both a gadol and a kasha, right? A great person and matters that are big. Hi, by Rabbi Lazar, shoro shel kohen gadol b'kama. What about a shore of a kohen gadol? Says Rashi. If he goes and kills a person, how much does he need to be judged by? Lemisas bailam diday medaminan la. Do we compare it to the misa of its own bailam? Therefore, he's 71, because the kohen gadol would be like that. Aldevel lemisas bailam de alma medaminan la. We just compare it to regular ones, and therefore you need a beis hakadosh 23. Says Gemara, my abaye midakami boy le shoro mechlal de mamonu pshita le. From the fact that Lazar asked only about his ox is implying that it was obvious that the Kohen Gadol's money is judged just by three, just like any regular situation. It says Rashi, Shmami Nami to come by Le Shoro, Shmami Na Shoro Hu De Misafka Le Mishum Dechsev Vegam Baal of Yumas Kemisas Baalim Aval Sharma Mono Pshitalan De Beshlosha Kechodin Mamas. The question is only me to come by Le Shoro Mechal De Mamono Pshitale. It's not a question about what's going to be the din when it comes to his money. It's number three, right? But the question is only about the Shar. Says Mar Pshita. Obviously, why would the money of a Kohen Gadol be dealt with differently? Namal the Tema, all of a kasav kol davar hagadol, kol davar shel gadol. Kamashi, we thought all the matters of a gadol. Kamashi tells you not like that. It's only him, but not his money. Next part of the Mishnah. Ve'ein motzil melchamas harishus. We don't go out to a meches harishus. Elal pi bezin shel shivim be'echad. Unless you have a bezin of 71. Right? The Torah says you got to go out to war against the seven nations, and that's what Rashi says on the Mishnah. But now it goes and says the following: and before Elazar HaKohen, he will stand. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yoshua that he's going to be the one leading going into Eretz Yisrael, and he's saying what has to be done before they go to battle. Who's the melech? When it says v'lefnei Elazar HaKohen yamod, it's a full pasuk. V'shalom b'mishat orim lefnei Hashem apiv yitzev apiv yavo. Who v'chol b'nei Yisrael ito v'chol la'ida. Who's the melech? That's Yeshua. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito is the Mashiach Mechama, the one who's anointed to be the Kohen for battle. V'chol la'ida is the Sanhedrin. This is Sanhedrin. As you see that they went out to war, they had to be involved with it. Says the Gemara, V'dilmel Sanhedrin, who de ka'amar lehu, Rachmana, delishayelu b'rutumim. Maybe the pasuk is just telling us that the Sanhedrin has to go ask for the Urim b'rutumim, but it doesn't mean that they're agreeing or disagreeing with the war. Maybe the pasuk is teaching that only chash of a people, such as Sanhedrin, the king, and the kohen, the Shem HaChana, Mechama, can go ask the Urim b'rutumim. Not regular, but it doesn't bring a raya that the Sanhedrin have to give their agreement. Ella ki had amar of achav or bizna amar of shimon chasida. It must be like they say that kinor haya tali lamailim mitasa shloma. There was this kinor harp that was on top of the melch's bed. And keivan sheigia chatzus laila banananam. Throw back on friends to beseches brachos nav gimel amabez. Wow. There's a northern wind would come and blow it, and it would start to play by itself. It says, Rashi HaKadosh, Kinor Nekev Shalo Klapi Tzafon, the hole is opposite the north, was the four different ruchos, anyway, would go ahead and would start to or start to blow. So there are four different directions of different times. The east by the daybreak, the south at the during midday, the west at night, and the north at midnight. The north is a good wind, and it goes gentle, and it moves away the clouds sometimes during the day, but it's always at midnight. So when David HaMelech would face northward, it would be worked by that thing. Miyadah Yidovit Omeid V'Oseg B'Torah, Acheolam Meshachah. He would get up right away immediately, and he would start shtagging until he reached Amar HaShachar. Then you have to go daven. Kivjolam Meshachah, Nichzucham Chachmi Yisrael, or maybe not, but anyway, the Chama would come to visit him. And Amar Lo, they said to him once, Adonino HaMelech, Amach Yisrael Tzvichem Parnasa. Your people, they need Parnasa. Amar Lahen, he said to them, L'chuf is Parnasus HaMizeh. Go and help each other, right? The wealthy people should give the poor people. And go ahead and let each one of them help each other out. Amar Lo, they said to him, In a komets maspia sa'ari. The handful of food doesn't satisfy the lion. Right? There weren't that many to do this. Rashi says, komets is Parnasa. A pit can't be filled from its own dirt. That Rashi explains that when a person goes, it's impossible to fill an empty pit with the earth by digging by digging more earth out of it and putting it right back in. Right? They didn't have enough money. So let me say, so go put out your hands, to other people, to other lands. Go out to war. Go fight. Right? This Amalek was over there and he was saying, go ahead and get rid of them and get back your money. They asked Achitofel, they went to the Sanhedrin, they asked Urim V'Tumim, and you see over here that you need the Sanhedrin in order to go out to war. It says Rashi, Notam Rishus Mehem, behind Masnisa. That's what Mishnah was saying. Rav Yosef Maikra, what Pasuk teaches that all these three things happened, that they, with Achitofel, Sanhedrin, and Rivetum, and beep, turn the page, says Adam Abbas. The Acharei Achitofel, B'niyahu, B'niyahu, of Yosef, Rav Yosef, V'sar, Tzavel, L'melech, Yoav, after Achitofel's B'niyahu, B'niyahu, and then of Yosef, and then the commander of the king's army was Yoav. Achitofel ze yoetz. Achitofel was an advisor. V'chinu omer v'atzes Achitofel v'sho yoetz. Binyahu ben yoyod v'zu Sanhedrin. That was Sanhedrin. Evyos, why was he the Sanhedrin? Because he was the greatest sage of them. It says Rashi, Shaya muflash of a bezdin. Evyosar elu im v'tumim. That's talking about the Urim v'tumim. Evyosar was a Kohen Gadol and he had the Urim v'tumim. V'chinu omer binyahu ben yoyod al kreisi v'aplesi. He was above the kreisi uplesi, which means that he was a Sanhedrin. He came for the crazy Placey, which is also known as the Urim V'Tumim. And the Sanhedrin would be asked immediately before the Urim V'Tumim, which shows, like we said before, that you have all three of these going on. V'lomenik Roshimel and crazy Placey. Why is it called? Why is the Urim V'Tumim called crazy Placey? Crazy Shakarsin Devrim. It's called crazy because they give their words precise, clear, cut out the words. Didn't say more or less than needed. Their things were mufla, were a wonder. Unbelievable. So they had these things before they went to battle. They asked, and then afterwards the commander of the king's army was Yoav, and only after all these things would happen, then they would go to battle. Now, we said David HaMelech woke up before the morning. This is going on. Rabbi Yosef Breidu, Rabbi Adab, Rabbi Yosef Baravdu. My car, we found a pasuk. Ura kivodi ura haneva v'chinor ira shachar. The Melech says, "Awake, O my soul, awake, O haneva v'chinor, the harp and the other type of instrument. I shall awaken the dawn." And other kings, they woke up by dawn. The Melech would awaken the dawn. He woke up beforehand. Next part of the Mishnah, we'll see for another year. You can't extend the boundaries of the city of Yerushalayim or the Chatzeros of the Beis Hamikdash, the Azara of the, the Beis Hamikdash, unless you have 71. Minan Amilu Benes from Reb Shimi Bar Chiya, Amar Kra, Kachol Asher Ani Ma'ariah Oscha, Eitz Tivnes HaMishkan, V'chein Ta'asu. According to all that I Hashem show you Moshe, the Mishkan, and all the Kalim, so that is what you shall do. Ladoros Abayim, this Pasuk is talking about, is for the future generations. The Beis Hamikdash of future generations, telling that the laws about the Mishkan apply to the future ones as well. And just like these ones are done through or by Moshe Rabbeinu coming from Hashem, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu was Sanhedrin Gadol. So the future stuff has to be done with the Sanhedrin Gadol. Masiv Rava, in fact, Rava, Kol HaKim Shetzah Moshe Mishchasan Mikachan. In reference to all the utensils that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, it was there anointment with the oil that made them kadosh. You have the Shemana Mishcha. Mikan ve'elecha v'lesanen mechanachtam. Their service is what puts them into that category. We have this Gemara somewhere else. Where was it? Shavuos and Yuma. Why is that the case? Name of Chin Ta'asul Ador Sabayim. Why don't we say, and Chin Ta'asul, so you'll do talking about future generations, just like the Kalim of the Mishkan. They became through the Shem Nishcha, so to the future one also, only through the Shem Nishcha. So, no, Shani Hasam, that's different when it comes to the being Mekadosh, the Kalim, to be used to be Shem Mekadosh. The Amar Krav, Vayim Shachim Vayikadosh Yisan. The Pasuk says, the Moshe anointed them and he sanctified them. Osam B'Mashicha, they're the ones through Mashicha, Vin Lazar's Mashicha, but not the rest of them with Mashicha. It's specific to those particular ones. Frankly, Amar Ve'ema, why don't we say Osam means Osam b'Mashicha, that them, the ones by Moshe Rabbeinu, was teaching that only they become Kadosh to Mashicha, Ledor Asib b'Mashicha b'Avoda. Give you either one of them. Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Asher Yisharasu Bam Bakodesh. Asher Yisharasu Bam Bakodesh. Pasuk says that these kelim they will administer in the Beis Hamikdash. Shakasuf Tol and Besheirus, the pasuk makes it dependent on being used. So it means that the way they're going to become kadosh is through using them. For example, El Osam Lamali. So why don't you use the word Osam that we learned out for the future generations are not going to be through the anointment? The pasuk says these kelim over here, which they're going to be used, is also teaching that they're going to be sanctifying through use and not through being anointed. So why are you saying that these are the ones that Osam are being anointed? Ilav Osam, then have a mina ledoris from Mashicha Bavoda. Then would have thought that in the future has to be both of those, Mashicha and Avoda, through anointment entering being used. And therefore, the Hachsev, V'chein Tasu, it has to be done. Because of Rechman Osam, for Osam, Osam v'Mashicha, v'lo ledoris Mashicha. Only those are Mashicha, and the generations are not for Mashicha. Next part of Mishra, Enos and Sanhedrio. So, that is, you're not able, you're not in Osin Sanhedrius, you can't make Sanhedrians, Ella Api Bezin Shal Shiv Mechad, unless you have a Bezin of 71. That is a Sanhedrin, a Katan, or the small Sanhedrin, 23, can only be established as being was the one who would go from the Lishkas Agazis, and they would set up the courts in every single town. Minala Murinas from Kiddush Askam Moshe will be fined by Moshe Rabbeinu. To Oki Sanhedrios, it was Moshe who was the one who set up the Sanhedrios, the small Sanhedrins. Moshe Makom Shemechad Kai, he was instead of 71, he stood in the place of 71. Tani Rabbanan, Minayin Shemamidu Shoftim Yisrael. Where do we know that you set up judges for Israel? Tamar Lomar, Shoftim Titein. Right? The Pasuk says, Shoftim Shotrin Titein L'cha B'chol Sharecha. So this is Shoftim Titein. You have to set them up. Shotrin Yisrael Minayin. Tamar Lomar, Shotrin Titein. Shoftim L'chol Shevet V'Shevet Minayin. You have to have a Shofet for each tribe. Tamar Lomar, Shoftim L'shvatecha. Right? The Pasuk says, you have to have Shofet for your Shevet. Because it says Shoftim Shoftim Tita L'cha B'chol Sharecha Asher Hashem Elokecha Nisal L'cha L'shvatecha V'shavtu Esa'a Mishpat Tzedek. Right, Shoftim L'cha Shevet Shed Minayin Tamar Lomar Shoftim L'shvatecha. You equate those two words. Shoftim L'cha Yervir Minayin Tamar Lomar Shoftim L'sharecha. Shoftim L'cha Yervir Minayin Tamar Lomar Shoftim L'sharecha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Memuna Al Kulan. One is appointed over all of them, meaning the Sanhedrin Gadol. Shenemer Titein L'cha, you should appoint for yourselves. What it means to say that is the job of the Sanhedrin Gadol to set up the smaller ones. That says Titein, you shall appoint. It's talking to the Sanhedrin Gadol. Hashem Gamliel Omer L'shvatecha v'shavtu. From the fact that these two words are put next to each other, the Shvatecha l'shvatim, and they shall judge. Mitzvah b'shevet al dun shifto. That we learn that it's a mitzvah of a tribe, the tribe to judge its own tribe, and you don't go to another tribe in order to deal with your court case. Next part of the Mishnah, Ve'enos in Ir Nidachas. Except for when we do in Ir Nidachas, is by 71. Minon Amir, the word is from Amr Bechir, by Yosef, Amr Bechir, Adam, Rekha, Paskas, what says Isha, who? Osa Isha, Ha'hi. To where? You have to bring it out. Those are involved in the Vodazara. To your gates, the Sharecha. It says that the man or a woman Ish v'ish atam motzi l'sharecha. V'atam motzi kol ha'ir l'kula l'sharecha. We don't bring all of them l'sharecha. Right, the idol worship that's not by the regular court, but rather it's an Hanjanagal, the 71. Eros aneri dacha b'sfar. The Mishnah says a town on the border between Eretz Yisrael and another town can't be designated as a ir hanidachas. My time, why mikir becha? I'm Rechman. The pasuk says by the ir hanidachas from your midst, means from the midst of Eretz Yisrael, velom and asfar, not from the border of Eretz Yisrael. Velo shalosh and three ir hanidachas are not able to be designated. Now, the chsev achas, it says one, like the pasuk says, kisishma ba'achas orecha, shesham akecha nosim l'chol l'shev asham le'mor. Aval osin achas oshtayim, however, one or two may be designated, the chsev orecha, it says orecha in the plural, taner abanan, achas, achas v'lo shalosh, ato mechas v'lo shalosh, o yinu achas oshtayim, kishomer orecha harishtayim amor. Ha'amani mekayim achas, what are you doing with achas? Achas v'lo shalosh, one and not three. Zimna namarav. Sometimes Rav would say, "Bebeizdin echad hu deinosin." It's under one beizdin and sedesh nagadol. They can't set up more than two irnidachas. Ha b'shtayim or shlosha, but they didn't osim. But a two or three beizdin nagadols, right? Then we can go and make more. Vizimna namarav. Sometimes say, "I feel b'shtayim or shlosha, but they didn't leolam einosin." You're not able to go and to do it. My time of the Rav. What is the reason for Rav? Mishum karcha, you can't designate more than two irinidachas because that would make bald spots in Eretz Yisrael. It'd make it desolate. Amar Yish Lakish, lo shad el makam echad. This only taught in one region of the three areas of Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, Galil, only in one of the three places, right? But Galil or Yehuda, says Rashi. Aval, b'shtayim u'shalosh makom is osim. There's two or three places, not going to make a karach as you could do it. Rabbi Yonah Yochanan Omer, osin. No, you can do it more than two. Mishum karcha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ain't osin. You can't do it more than two, even two areas. Because again, mishum karcha. Tanya comes in, Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price that supports that. Ain't osin shalosh ayos, menudachos by tishol. Aval osin shna osam shtayim. Ain't osin. Kigon achas b'yudav achas b'galil. Avashtayim b'yudav achas b'galil ain't osin. Usmukal asfar feel achas ain't osin. Next to a border, even when you don't do. My time, shama yishmu nachrim b'yachriva asaytzol. The Gemara are going to hear and they're going to go destroy Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara wants to know why this Brisa didn't give the pasuk that we saw about the town can't be, you can't have a town next to. Give your nachas next to the border. For typically, the mikir becham rachmana. Pasuk says, in the midst. Therefore, the Velomen Asfar, Rav Shimoni, the Darsh time of the Krah, he expounds the reasons for a pasuk. Really, it's coming from your midst. But the reason that is in order that the Goyim don't hear about it and come and destroy. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.